Hello, what's up? And the second part of the sharing is the part I love, is the artificial intelligence. You can't have a human pilot reacting at Mark 5. You can't even have traditional computers. We are now using artificial intelligence to run millions of fluid dynamic simulations to design the shape of these vehicles. And we are using AI to create control systems that can make microsecond adjustments to keep the craft from, you know, disintegrating. It is this perfect intersection of materials science, physics, and computer science. It is still years away from commercial travel, but it's no longer if. It is when.
Welcome to Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour, the second radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. Tune in, fill your Sunday soundtrack glass with happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of female and Canadian content, and join us for table talk with local and international artists. Dr. Mysterio's Happy Hour, every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hello, what's up? And we are back. We have talked about the local news and also the recent updates in SFU. But now, my favorite part of the show, we are going to get a little personal. Here is the second part of the show. It's called Home and Life. This is where we talk about the stuff that connects us all. So recently, one of my friends asked me, Richard, so you are a graduate student and you have the social duties to do, like in the radio station, and you're also in the orchestra. So how do you find the time to relax and so what will you do for fun and your hobbies? Are you working 24/7? my reply is, of course I don't work 24/7. Nobody can, I guess. So if I'm not working, I usually just invest my time on my hobbies, really. For example, I will play piano. That's one of my recent hobby, to practice the RCM exam textbook. From level 1 to level 2 to level 3 all the way up, that gave me pleasure. And also before moving on to piano, I was playing and it's still playing clarinet. So you can see a lot of my downtime, my rest time is into music. And that's what I am doing when I'm sitting here in the CGSF 90.1 FM radio station studio room. So the key is, it has to be something different from your work, from your working brain. If you are a designer, maybe your hobby isn't building a better design in your life or something. Maybe it's a pottery or spike ball or just reading a book that has nothing to do with your field. It's not about finding time, because it is what keeps you sane and honestly makes you better at your work when you do go back. It's the brain's cool down phase. What about you? What is the hobby that saves your sanity? You can text the station at 778-782-2573. And I'll read your text immediately. In the second part of this show, I will play several songs that are related to the name of a city or a village, or even a province or state. The first song is called Massachusetts by Jensen McRae.
When someone tells me they're from Massachusetts, now I always ask what part. I wonder if you kept the pilgrim ashtray that's still propped up on your bar cart. Could make a grand off of the chain you bought me, but damn, it's not for sale. Me, who's my favorite Batman? I'll think of you and say Christian Bale. But it always sounds so fake. I wonder if your tongue is turning over anything I used to say. Your sister's trying for a baby lately, and your parents got new jobs. It's getting darker, so I turn you down.
This week's psychology nugget is all about something we all face, especially living in a big city: the paradox of choice. So welcome back to our home and life section. We think more choice is better, right? But the latest research confirms that having 50 kinds of jam, 30 streaming services, or 10,000 different job postings is actually making us miserable and exhausted. Psychologists break us down into two groups. The first group is maximizer. That person who spends an hour watching trailers for a Netflix movie only to end up too tired to watch anything. They are constantly trying to find the absolute best choice. The research shows that these people suffer from decision fatigue, and get this, they feel more regret because they can't stop thinking about the choices they rejected. That often reminds us the one who wants to do things perfectly, but end up poorly about the thing. The second group of the people is called the satisficer. This is the person who says, "That looks good enough," and clicks play. They are happy with a good enough option. And guess what? They are constantly shown to be happier and less stressed because they save their mental energy for things that actually matter. So the takeaway is stopping maximizing your small decisions. Be a satisficer for your coffee, your shirt, or your lunch. Save your maximizer energy for the big stuff, like your career, your relationships, or maybe even your next research proposal. It's a huge way to declutter your brain. Yes, it is true. Many trivial decisions in our life, although we might not notice, but they are draining our energy. For example, in a restaurant, we look at the massive options of the dishes. Oh my god, what do we choose? Is that one better? Actually, if there is a 10-page menu, if you look at the first 3 or 4 pages and you find your option, then go for it. Follow your heart, as people say. In that way, we can really save our energy for more important things in our life, like career, relationships. And that has coming to the end of this show. The next show is called That Chinese Show. Today, we covered the massive win for Simon Fraser University research assistants, the new six-node policy, the mind-binding physics for Mach 5 travel, and the simple need to just have a hobby. Also, the psychology concept about the paradox of choice and how to save energy from the trivial decisions. Also, if it's a trivial options of two, you can just go the first option. That's many of the time I will go for. Because if they don't have much difference, why do I bother to justify one upon another? This has been the BC Briefing Fast Check to the Future. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm your host, Richard Pan. Be curious, be kind to each other, and I'll catch you right here next time. Next Saturday, 11 a.m. I'll see you there in the air.